This first Sunday of Advent, we light the prophet's candle. We light this candle as a symbol of expectation. May the light sent from God shine in the darkness to show us the way of salvation. O come, Emmanuel. In Elijah 9, verse 2 and 6, the prophet tells us, "The people who walked in darkness have sent a great light. Those who lived in a land of darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders. And he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace."
The prophets of old saw the need for the coming of Christ. Being close to God, the prophets looked at the world with more than their eyes. They looked with their faith, sense of justice and love. They saw life not only as it is, but as it should be, according to God. When the people strayed from God's way, the prophets expected that God would someday act in a special way to set things straight here on earth. The prophets spoke of Messiah, someone who would come to save the people from wrongdoing. Today we need the prophets' vision, seeing with the eyes of God. Let us pray. Dear God, we thank you for the prophets of old and today. Give us their vision to see with our heart, our consent, and our soul as we prepare for the coming of Christ. Amen. Please join us as we sing the first verse of O Come, Emmanuel, found on page 211 in your hymnal.
Luke chapter 2, verses 13 through 20 says, "And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors.' When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us.' So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they say this, they made known that what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them." Christmas joy naturally overflows into music. About the 4th century AD, bells first pealed forth the glad songs of Christmas. Of all our Christmas symbols, the bells have experienced the fewest changes. Church bells, which have gladdened the hearts of people throughout the ages, are said to have been originated by Bishop Polinius of Nola in Campania, Italy. From these two names has come the Latin word for bell. Medieval people had a tender feeling for bells. They were dedicated with prayers and regarded as almost living beings. Historical bells have rung out the glad news of Christmas as are the Emperor Bell in Moscow, the Great Bell of China at Peking, and Big Ben of London, and the Liberty Bell of Philadelphia. However, it is church bells in every community around the world that have found their way into each of our hearts. Let us listen as our bell choir plays a Christmas medley.